Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, at Near FM. And my guest this morning is Mary Hickey, Principal of Colossia Dulig. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I beg your pardon?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, no problem.
Good. How are you, Mary? And how is everybody getting on in the school?
Okay. It's been a traumatic time, obviously enough. I suppose a lot of preparation was done for the return of students instead of in terms of making our buildings COVID compliant. I mean, we've got yellow and black plasterboards and sanitizing stuff everywhere. And I suppose I would compliment the staff in the college and the City of Dublin ETB on the amount of support. And as you know, we've moved into a new department in further and higher education that was set up last June. And we're well supported and we've our buildings compliant. And it was probably heartbreak. And all our staff have spent the summer skilling so that they would be able to deliver online and do blended and hybrid learning, which we're all set up for. But it was heartbreaking, I must say, when Dublin went into level three, because we were really looking forward to getting students in, especially this cohort of students, because we're so, so conscious that so many of them have been at home since last March in rooms looking at screens. It was the last thing we would have wanted our students to do on a continuous basis. So we were really setting up with webcams and all kinds of equipment and contact. We spaced our rooms at 2 meters distance and we were all ready. And so it was heartbreaking on Friday when we went to level three. And at the minute, we're getting students in for essential, practical, interactive classes. But where, in fairness, where it is a lecture, we don't lecture anywhere, we're really teachers at heart. But where it is a chalk and talk, we'll say, type class, we are delivering them over Zoom and we are delivering them in a hybrid fashion. Now, there are notable exceptions and the staff have been absolutely brilliant. Design courses, by and large, we're getting the students in. Some of our health courses, because there's hands-on, our science courses, because there's experimental work, media courses, we're getting the students in, but only where it's essential.
Mary, I know, maybe I'm wrong, but was this your 50th anniversary?
It was, and we had done a lot of work. Thank you very much for reminding us. You make me cry now. We had done a lot of work for a 50th anniversary celebration, which was to happen on the 2nd of April. And we had done a soft launch in February. And we had all the stuff in place. And Michael D, our esteemed president, Michael D Higgins, had agreed to come and visit us on the afternoon. And we were flying. But c'est la vie, we will celebrate it, yes. Absolutely. Might be 52, but we'll have 51, but we will celebrate.
Well, please don't cry, because I'll be crying myself. Mary, one of the things that I'm curious about, you also, apart from your day students, and I know you have night classes, but you also, people with learning disability or people who might have left school early. And
okay. I'll give you an overview of where we are at the minute. We have been recruiting during, obviously, the summer and whatever. We started with our post-leaving cert classes, which are the full-time vocational programs at level 5 and level 6. All our students on those programs started back last Monday. It's a blended hybrid learning type format. The first years in the courses are this year's leaving cert. Now, we have recruited into those courses and they've started and our numbers are really, really good. And we have been able to accommodate all our students who applied up to last week. But to be honest with you, we're at stage now of closing most of those courses. Maybe one or two exceptions you can see on our website, which is cbcfe.ie. We also, next Monday, are starting off what we would call our VITAS courses. They're Vocational Training Opportunities Scheme. And they're basically for adults who are returning to education. They get all their social welfare payments. And, you know, some of them are mixed in with PLC groups. They can do courses like pre-primary school teaching. Community development is a big area for people. Horticulture, floristry, early childhood and care and education, entrepreneurship and creative industries is one that won't be starting for another 2 weeks, which is if you've a business idea, we've a co-working space that will help you develop your business. Things like nutrition and lifestyle coaching. So there are all those VITAS courses. Then we have programs on areas called Skills to Compete. They're for people who may be unemployed, are looking for a part-time course, morning course, specific skills courses. We have ones for cafe and deli skills, barbering, healthcare, childcare, very specific skills courses. And they're about to start in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We also have, we're about to start a traineeship in manufacturing, supply chain and customer service. And it's a big, big area. We have companies who work with us in taking those on. And I suppose the other thing that's probably new and you will hear advertised is a whole area called Skills to Advance. And that is for people who are employed but want to upskill in an employment situation. For example, we're taking a group at the minute who want to upskill in the area of health and safety in the workplace.
All right.
We also have a group coming in to do the tour guiding badge from Dublin Bus. These are people who are employed, but they're looking to upskill. Other big exciting news is we're starting a new apprenticeship in hairdressing. In the next few months, it's the first national hairdressing apprenticeship to be rolled out. And, you know, lots happening. We've our degrees up and running in animation and media, and we're offering a springboard funded course on building information modelling as well remotely in the evening. So there's a lot happening, a lot of opportunities for adults who want to return to education, and we have semesterized fully because of the environment. So we will be recruiting now all year round, and we will have opportunities again for students in January.
Approximately how many students have you got there in Colossia de Lagmary?
This year I'm only in the process of counting them at the minute. I've actually come away from the exercise of looking at allocation and counting to take this call. But last year would be of the order 1,400, and I've no reason to believe this year will be maybe slightly less, but the same. But
sorry, Mary, how many did you just say?
About 1,400. They're spread over 3 buildings, and that's between full-time and part-time. But we are hampered in some areas this year by the fact that we are maintaining 2 metres social distancing in all circumstances. And students are wearing masks all the time in the college and staff.
Can I just ask you, you were saying about animation and art and like that. Have your students gone on to, even out of Ireland, gone to work with big firms that are into animation around the world?
Absolutely. And I mean, the good thing about the animation industry is you no longer need to go abroad. We have companies like Brown Bag, Boulder Media, Jam Media. Some of their employees are teaching with us part-time, and we also have those companies come in every year and recruit within the college. And I suppose it's a testament as well that at all the big festivals we win prizes every year, like the Dingle Festival and at the Galway Film Flat. Our students do really well.
Well, I have.
The animation industry is actually flying it in Ireland, and Ireland has become known as an animation hub. for the animation industry. In fact, it's an interesting thing. We get a lot of inquiries from students from abroad to join our animation course.
And are they eligible to join the
school? If they're within the EU, yes.
Okay. And Mary, you've got a really responsible job. I mean, you've actually stunned me over 1,400 students. So, and at this period of
time. That was last year now. I'm counting for this year, but I will say something. Don't for 1 minute think that Mary Hickey is running Kailash Dooley. No. I am supported by a massive infrastructure of really, really capable staff, both administrative, teachers, porters, and also we are backed up by the City of Dublin Education and Training Board Head Office, which supports us in our work.
Well, Mary...
And Solace, our funders. I mean, you know, it takes a lot, and it's an area that's continually evolving. And I suppose the further education space in Ireland is one that has come a long way in the last few years. And it's developed its own niche now within the education sector. And the fact that there's a new Department of Further and Higher Education helps to grow the status of the sector.
Mary, can I ask you, I popped in before everything closed down into the next door to you, and that's the new refurbished library. And I discovered, I had no idea because of the age of me, they have a 3D printer and things like that. Do the students go in there sometimes?
They do, and I'll tell you something, the 3D printer is, if I'm correct, the HSE were ringing around colleges in the early days of COVID, looking to know for just PPE and resources. And I think Coolock was one of the, I would have said to them at the time, they have a 3D printer next door. And I think they might have taken it to print visors.
Oh my goodness.
You know, one forgets that the early days of COVID, if you remember, the shortage of PPE. Was vital, and they collected those 3D printers. Which is an interesting one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I mean, our students use it, but I suppose one of the things I will say, and I just want to say this to students, Solace, our funders, have been very good to us, because we would have obviously students who would be challenged digitally insofar as they may not have IT infrastructure, internet-enabled devices. I may not have the basic idea, especially adults returning, may not have the basic IT skills to access a course in this environment. And we have been given funding to support people returning to education or students with IT supports.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Mary, if you had a wish for the college to introduce another course, what would actually touch your heart to have a new course set up? Is there anything you'd like?
Okay, I'll talk to you about that in a minute, but I would say, I thought you were going to ask me if you had a wish for the college this minute, would be. I'll tell you what it would be. I remember days coming in to the college in the front door after coming from Kilbarrick or Raheny, and coming in the door and seeing loads of students in the canteen, students smoking outside the door, and I saying, you can't smoke here, move away out, don't be congregating in big bunches of you. I would just wish I had those days back, or students in corridors swarming along making noise. It is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, and they are young, and people deserve a life when they're young. And, you know, it's very easy to look at all students doing this, that and the other. But, you know, we were all young once. We just forget. I suppose in terms of new courses for the college, where do I see? I suppose we're looking probably at starting a new course on digital learning and digital design. Is going to be a massive, massive area for the future.
Wow.
And I suppose the one thing I would have seen is how quickly our staff have been bought. Like, if I was planning a digital transformation in our college or in the educational system generally, you'd go to consultation, you'd be talking to people. It would be a long, hard road. If you look at how far we have come in 6 months, it has been unbelievable. And I would compliment the City of Dublin ATB on the courses they put in. But most importantly, doesn't let nobody out there think that teachers have been out of schools this or colleges this summer. All my staff I know have been upskilling all summer long to get them ready for these few weeks. And it is difficult because you have to build rapport with students. And it's much easier to build rapport with students and engage in small talk with them when they're in the room with you. The big fears we have in this environment is of a high dropout rate. And I mean, we just, we're making a massive effort in these few weeks to build up a group culture, to engage with students, to engage with them on a personal and on a collective and cultural way, so that we can bind them into a group, because that is really, really important in holding a class group together. Remember, most of these students have been sitting in bedrooms for their leaving cert that didn't happen, and all the ensuing trauma. They've had no graduation, no leaving cert holiday, none of the rites of passage. They haven't even got the ability to go out on a Friday night and be carefree.
So they've lost.
So they deserve to be supported.
And I absolutely 100% agree with you. And I also have to say that my age, that I have to remind myself that I was young and I made quite a number of mistakes when I was young. So I have to appreciate that everybody's entitled to their youth and to enjoy that. Mary, I have to say it's been absolutely a revelation and an honour for me and Near FM for you to come on this morning. And I want to wish you the very, very best. Again,
thank you very much. And I suppose I'd say to your listeners, look, the main thing I would say is don't be frightened. Don't be frightened. We have people in here who've come back into education and who've been battered and recently unemployed. And, you know, I mean, in a way, we can very quickly get you up to speed. We can give you the digital skills so that you can benefit from a course. And please God, when the level 3 is over, we'll be able to bring in people more.
Well, on that note, Mary, I think, which is fantastic, I just want to say thank you very much for coming on this morning to Near FM. And I wish you, the students and all the staff, the very, very best in the coming months. And I hope you come and talk to me again coming up to Christmas, if that's all right.
Will indeed, and thank you very, very much for chatting to me.
Not at all. It's been an honour. Thank you very much, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.